We just said that we follow the chumras of Rav and Shmuel in a particular case. How are you allowed to follow the chumras of Rav and Shmuel when they argue with each other? Braisa says that you should always be consistent in following one shita. You shouldn't look to take the chumras of different views and put them together. The more answer of Nachman Yitzchak said, because over here we're truly only following Rav. Because although Rav passing like the Tanakam, who only requires the Tzuras of Pesach and Alechi or Kaira, he held that in practice one should follow Beis Hillel according to Hananya, who requires doors on one end and Alechi Kaira on the other end. So therefore, in truth, we're not getting the chumras of Rav and Shmuel, we're actually just following Rav. Rav said that Rav held like and practiced like the Tanakam. How could you say now he held also like Beis Hillel? There should be answers like this. When we say you can't follow the chumras of different views, we only can't follow the chumras of multiple shittos when the chumras contradict each other in different circumstances. For example, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue with regard to how much of a skeletal structure of the spine and the skull have to be missing in order for the human skeleton not to give off tumas oil. Beis Shammai require a larger piece to be missing, Beis Hillel require even a smaller piece. Now, they also argue with regard to how much of a skeletal structure of an animal needs to be missing in order to make it a trefa. Can't live 12 months, and therefore it's also to be eaten. So they each held like they held before. Beis Shammai may require a larger piece to be missing, Beis Hillel require a smaller piece to be missing. However, here Beis Hillel is more machmer, and before Beis Shammai was more machmer. In such a case, to follow both chumras is contradictory, and therefore it's not appropriate to do. From Mishashi, yes, we find a brayso in which Rabbi Akiva followed the chumras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by giving Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni for fruits that he picked on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, that's the beginning of the next year. According to Beis Hillel, the next year for these purposes doesn't begin until the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, and in that way he followed two contradictory chumras. Mar says Rabbi Akiva really wanted to only follow Beis Hillel. He just was unsure what Beis Hillel held, and that's why he gave both ways. Mar says Rabbi Yosef said it in front of Rav Huna that Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rav, said the machlokes between the Tanakama, who says that a mavoi open on both sides in the Tzuras HaPesach on one end and a lechi kaira on the other end, and Hananya, that according to Beis Hillel, one would need to place a door on one end and a lechi kaira on the other end. That machlekes is only where the mavi is open on both sides to a true rishus harab. However, if even one side is open only to a kamalus, even Hananya would say, with the coins Beis Hillel, that only a true pesach on one side and a lechi kari on the other side is needed. Rav Yosef then said in the name of Yehuda alone, not in the name of Rav, that if the mavi opened on one end to rishus harab and on the other end it opened into a backyard, that itself, that backyard opened to rishus harab, is considered to be a closed mavi, and only a lechi or a kari on the front end is needed. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, this last statement of Yehuda was actually the statement of Shmuel and not Rav. It can't have been the statement of Rav. Could not have been the statement of Rav. Why? Because Rav says a contradictory halacha elsewhere. Rav Yom Rav, in the name of Rav, says that if a Mavi's back wall was breached in its entirety and resulted in the Mavi being open to a chotzer, and that chotzer has its opposite wall breached in its entirety into the Rishus HaRabim, so in effect the Mavi is now open on both sides to the Rishus HaRabim, it's mutter to carry in the chotzer, but also to carry in the Mavi. Okay? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda's statement, it should be mutter to carry in the Mavi, because why would the halacha of the Mavi be different just because it opened up into a chatzah instead of a backyard? So Rav Yosef said to Abaya, I just know an incident that took place where the Mavi opened into a backyard that opened into a Rishus HaRabim, and Rabbi Yehuda allowed carrying in the Mavi with a simple lechi or kaira on the front end of the Mavi. If this can't fit with the view of Rav, okay, then he must have said it according to the view of Shmuel. So, based on the way Rav Sheshe explained the halacha of Rav, we don't even have to say that Rabbi Huda's statement can only be said according to Shmuel's view. Why? Because Rav Sheshe explained that the reason Rav said it's also to carry in the Mavi is not because it's open to the Rishus HaRabim in the back. It's because it's open to the Chotzer, with which it didn't have an Erev. That's what he explained it. And when an area, a Mavi, let's say, is open to a place into which it can't carry, it becomes also to carry even in the Mavi itself. However, in Rabbi Yehuda's case, the Mavi was opened into a backyard which had no residence there, and therefore it doesn't require an Erev with the Mavi to allow carrying from the Mavi into the backyard. That's why it remains mutter to carry in the Mavi. Rav would agree in this case that it would be mutter to carry in the Mavi, and therefore it could even go fit according to Rav. The Mavi asks, without having the explanation of Rosheshes, which would mean that Rav and Shmuel argue in both cases whether an Erev was made between the Mavi and the yard or not. So without that understanding, what's the base of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? The Gemara says, in the case where no Erev was made, they argue whether an entranceway that only looks like one from the outside but not the inside is considered a valid entranceway, which will separate the Mavi from the yard. Because the whole back wall is open, it doesn't look like there's any side walls. But from the Chatzar, which is wider than the Mavi, when you look at the Mavi from the Chatzar's perspective, there are side walls. Therefore, it only looks like an entranceway from the Chatzar and not from the Mavi. So Rav says that it is an entranceway. That's why carrying in the Mavi would not be, I'm sorry, that's why the carrying in the Mavi would be permitted if not for the fact that the Mavi is now open to the Rishus HaRabim on both ends. And Shmuel says it's not. And that's why carrying in the Mavi is only permitted when it opens into a backyard, not a Chatzar. But now, in the case where an Erev was made, they argue in the halacha of Rav Yosef, who said that it's only permitted to carry an amovi that opens up into Shazarabim through a yard where the yard extends on both ends of the opening to the mavui. However, if the opening of the mavui is on the side of the yard, and the wall of the mavui is therefore flush with the wall of the yard, so that when you're standing in the mavui, it seems that it's simply a mavui that opens directly into the Rishus Rabbim on both sides, it's usher to carry into such a mavui. Shmuel agrees with Rav Yosef. Rav says that in either case, it's usher to carry in that mavui without adjusting it as one must adjust, as you have to adjust any mavui that's open on both ends to the Rishus Rabbim.